Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Thad Lively of the USMEF. Back with Thad in just a moment.
This is Debbie Arthur. My family has been dairy farming for 64 years. Dairy farmers are dedicated to producing top quality milk and being good stewards of the land. We are proud of this tradition. We will continue recycling, reusing, and protecting the water and land. It's important to us, and we know it's important to you and the community. Discover more about dairy farming at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Monitor crop health using satellite imagery from Encirca Services. Snapshots of your fields provide quick visualizations of crop growth patterns. To monitor changes in crop health, Encirca Services satellite imagery helps inform field scouting, providing early warning and timely resolutions to help maximize your harvest results. Put Encirca Services to work on your operation all season long. Contact your local DuPont Pioneer sales professional or Encirca Certified Services agent to learn more.
2017 has proven to be a really good year for beef exports. The latest numbers we've got came in early October, and through August of this year, January through August, beef exports are up 10% in volume at 823,000 metric tons and 16% in value at $4.65 billion compared to the first 8 months of 2016. With that in mind, it should be a pretty upbeat meeting for the U.S. Meat Export Federation as they hold their strategic planning conference in Tucson, Arizona this week. However, there is one overriding worry for the folks involved in the beef export business, pork exports, other agricultural exports as well, and that's what the Trump administration is up to regarding trade negotiations. Thad Lively is the Senior VP for Trade Access for the USMEF.
This is turning out to be a really good year for beef and pork exports, so I think the mood of USMEF members going into this meeting will be generally positive, but no question about it, there's going to be a lot of talk that relates directly back to the Trump administration's trade agenda. We have visitors coming from USDA to speak to the exporter committee, and I'm sure our members are going to want to know where we're headed on trade. We've heard a lot of talk from the president about the possibility of pulling out of the NAFTA. I think that's made a lot of people nervous, and people want to kind of understand, is this something that's going to happen, and how can we plan for that? Is there a way we can get our message across to the administration better that this would be really damaging to our interests? So that'll be, I'm sure, at the top of a lot of people's minds. Of course, President Trump pulled us out of the TPP shortly after taking office. We're continuing to press for some alternative to that. We see our position in the Japanese market in particular falling behind as a result of the negotiations that Japan has had with our leading competitors there, Australia and the EU. Without the TPP, what are we going to do to get back to parity with our principal competitors in Japan? The administration has started a process with Korea. It's, I think, unclear to most of us where that's going. The Korea free trade agreement's been extremely beneficial to the U.S. beef and pork industries. So while conditions are good in the export markets, I think there are a lot of questions about the future and where we're going to go, especially in this whole area of market access.
Thad Lively, U.S. Meat Export Federation Senior VP for Trade Access, talking about some of the concerns regarding the Trump agenda on trade as it relates to market access and our ability to have a level playing field with our competitors in several key markets, including the Asian Pacific Rim, as well as NAFTA. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is proud to be the trusted voice for the Oklahoma cattle industry, working on behalf of cattlemen and cattlewomen at the state capitol to protect and advance the interests of the largest economic segment of agriculture in the state. OCA also works with other cattle producers from around the country through the NCBA to have a voice in national issues in Washington. The vision of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is to offer leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. For more information about the OCA, check out their website, okcattlemen.org.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.